Good morning, it's Matt Tombers again, and we're here with Dan Herlin, who is the Director of Artistic Initiatives for the American Dance Institute, which this afternoon is going to be having a great festive event in Catskill down on Water Street. And earlier, Chris Bowen, who is the Community Relations Manager, told us a lot about the event, but I don't know a lot about the American Dance Institute and some of its programs that it has, and I would love for you to share with us, Dan, if you would, your programs and the kinds of things that you do with the American Dance Institute and what we can look forward to over in Catskill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have a number of different programs, but primarily the main sort of centerpiece of what we do is present contemporary dance and present it in a way that is it's a lot better for the choreographers. Normally what happens in the dance world is a choreographer will be sort of booked into a theater, and they will they'll load into the theater on Monday, they'll do their dress rehearsal and tech rehearsal on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they do a show. And very often what that means is that they are unable to incorporate a lot of technology into the show that they are doing. They can't do, you know, projections. A lot of people are interested in projections or even special effects or not even sets. You know, they don't have enough time to actually incorporate the set into what they're doing. Mm. What we do at American Dance Institute is we give them a week-long residency in the theater with the full tech crew, with 24-hour access to the theater, so that they can have a chance to incorporate all of these other elements just in advance of a premiere. And sometimes we will provide the premiere. We'll be doing a number of world premieres here in Catskill.
That's wonderful. Now, one of the things that Chris did tell us about was that the artists are actually going to be having facilities to live, eat, breathe, do everything right there at the Lumberyard. And I think that's amazing.
That's right. The plans are for, I can't remember offhand now how many, but I think it's about a dozen bedrooms that mm-hmm. will each be able to be, will sleep two when needed. So that they really don't have to go off site. And they, you know, and food will be provided. So they really can focus on the work. They don't have to sort of go out and grocery shop and worry about who's going to cook dinner. It's going to be provided for them, so they really can focus on the work.
It sounds like a little bit of dancer's heaven.
I think it is.
Yes. Now, what I would love to know is you've got this wonderful title, Director of Artistic Initiatives, mm-hmm. and I'd love to know what you do as Director of Artistic Initiatives.
My job is pretty much to kind of research in the dance world and to look at the field in general and to kind of identify what I think of as deficits or problems, things that are not happening that should be happening in the dance world to help support choreography and new choreography. And then, so doing research, I'll do research in the field to try to locate these problems. And then with a number of other people, we'll sort of begin to think about developing programs that address that problem.
Can you give me an example of that?
Well, this the idea of having this week-long residency came out of just that kind of research. You know, we began to realize that that was really a major, major problem that was facing a lot of choreographers. It was also... it was also impacting the ecosystem as a whole, because a lot of theaters that back in my day used to insist on having a premiere no longer wanted premieres because the pieces weren't ready, and they weren't ready because no one could provide them with the tech time.
And so now you're going to provide them with the tech time mm-hmm. and with the premieres.
Yeah. 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 And that way they can go straight from Catskill to BAM or to NYLA or to wherever they're going to go.
Okay, good. What are some of the other things that we should know about American Dance Institute? I know that you're moving from Rockville mm-hmm. up here, mm-hmm. That you will continue to have a presence in New York City for a while, for ongoing?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a number of seasons in New York, because we want to be more in touch with that community than mm-hmm. we have been able to be in the D.C. area. We chose Catskill because it was close to New York, but it's far enough away so that you can really remove yourself from your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get back. Like designers in particular, sometimes they don't need to be there the whole week. So it's easy to get back and forth between New York and Catskill. And that was why, you know, this location was just completely perfect for us.
Yeah. Now, how long have you personally been involved with ADI?
I think I came on really as a consultant really early on. And I think I've been on board as the director of artistic initiatives now for 3 years.
Okay. How long has ADI been in existence?
Well, ADI had a life before it has the life now. It was originally a school. And then for a number of reasons, the people who were running the school decided that they wanted something more impactful. They wanted something that could be seen, that would have a national presence, that would really make a difference. And so they hired Adrian Willis to direct the school, or to direct ADI. And then she's really the one who developed the performance series and what, you know, the this residency program that we have that we call the incubator. Mm-hmm. She's the one really at the helm of all of this. And she came on about 5 years ago.
Okay. And what are some of the other programs, or are there other programs at ADI that we should be aware of?
There are some that are in development at the moment. Okay. There's a program we're looking at, something that we're tentatively calling the Launch Pad. We're looking at providing residency time for choreographers and dance companies. Once the piece has premiered, then they sometimes need to make adaptations for touring, so that they can actually just put it in on a Monday and a Tuesday.
Okay.
And that sometimes means simplifying things. It sometimes means thinking ahead. It sometimes means budget, you know, budget things that we can help them with. So we're thinking about as a new program. We're thinking about a program to address writing about dance and critical response to dance. So those are some of the things that we're thinking about right now.
Oh, great. Again, it sounds like a heavenly proposition for performers.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to slip in a little bit of a plug here. Between the time I talked with Chris and the time I'm talking with you, I've gone online to www.americandance.org
mm-hmm.
and RSVP'd for Saturday afternoon. So I'm wanting to have all our listeners go on, because if you RSVP, you actually get a free raffle ticket.
That's right.
And I've got mine. And so I really recommend that. Dan, there's a couple of other things I'd love to chat with you about. You have a fascinating history yourself as a performer.
Uh-huh.
And could you tell our audience a little bit about some of the things you've done? Because it's a wonderful melange of performance arts.
Well, I was trained in both theater and incidentally, actually, one of the first things that I did at ADI was I came in as an artist. So I've actually had the experience of having that week long residency period leading up to a performance. And let me tell you, it is like there's nothing else like it in the world. It's fantastic.
That's great.
But in my own career, I was trained in dance. I was trained in theater. I'm now in addition to being the director of artistic initiatives at ADI, I'm also the director of the graduate program in theater at Sarah Lawrence College. I've always been personally a little bit suspicious of the the firewall between the different performance and artistic disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's dance and there's theater and there's painting and there's music. And I've always been kind of fluid about it.
Mm-hmm.
So lately I have been making puppet work. And I think of puppetry as being dance with objects, because mm-hmm. both forms primarily use movement as their means of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing puppetry now mostly.
Now, have you done any puppetry with ADI?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about it.
Well,
I'm fascinated.
They presented a piece of mine called... It was actually...
And it was your piece.
Yeah. It was called... What was it called? Double Aspect. Double Aspect, Bright and Fair, which was... it was actually a play written by a wonderful playwright named Eric N. It was one of a cycle of 17 plays. He spent a lot of time in Rwanda working with the survivors of the genocides there, and so wrote these 17 plays in response to it. And each one of the 17 plays was directed by a different director and premiered in a different city. And I was Eric asked me if I would do one, and so I did. And we worked at it on it at ADI in Rockville.
Okay. That's like, I can only imagine what that must have been like as a performance piece.
It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
I would love to do this. And I found out just before we walked into the studio that you also have a home here.
I do. Yeah. I live in Stuyvesant.
Yeah. How long have you been up here?
About 15 years.
Yeah. Okay.
13 to 15 years.
Yeah. That's about as long as I've been up here, too. What else should we know about ADI? I know that we had a conversation last week with Adrian, who's the executive director. Mm-hmm. I know we've got a big thing happening this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And what else should we know about American Dance Institute?
Well, you know, when I think about it, ADI moving to the lumberyard in Catskill, what I get excited about is thinking that I think that because of the lumberyard and because of the presence, because of our presence, Catskill is going to eventually become kind of ground zero for contemporary dance in this country. And
wow.
I think that that's, you know, I don't think that's an overstatement. I think it's going to be kind of, I think it's just going to be really, really exciting for Catskill and for audiences in Catskill and Hudson and the surrounding area to mm-hmm. have access to the kind of work that we do.
I know I'm looking forward to it because the kind of space that the lumberyard is going to have, which is, as I understand it, is going to be very fluid and flexible and mm-hmm. malleable, mm-hmm. is having once studied theater myself, though not practice it for a long time, it's just an exciting kind of space for a performer to work in and for an audience to witness the performer's work.
Yeah, and what's really great about the design of the theater is that it's completely flexible so that if you wanted to be doing something or if you were going to be performing in the round, we can set that up for you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in a proscenium orientation, we can set that up for you. If you're going to be like a tennis court, or even if you're going to be like doing a walkthrough, an environment, we can mm-hmm. provide all of that because the space is large enough and convertible enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been spending a lot of time over at the lumberyard as they've been planning it and working on it?
And I wouldn't say a lot, but enough. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of decision making that's been having to go on. You know, thinking about like which wall is going to come down, where, how many bedrooms, how can we squeeze in another bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on, and so we've been. Yeah, I've been there a fair amount.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you that talking to some residents in Catskill over the last few weeks. I know there is great enthusiasm and excitement about ADI coming into Catskill
mm-hmm.
Because as some people who own a store over in Catskill said to me, we're just really excited because we think it's going to add a whole new level of vibrancy to the town.
We really hope so. And we are so excited to, you know, really contribute to the town in that way. It's mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, I think it's going to be exciting for, you know, for everybody involved. We're okay. excited.
Good. I'm trying to think what else. There are things that I love the fact you work with puppets. I think that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think well of ADI. I just are there any other things that we should really know or think about? You know, as people come over this afternoon to watch the groundbreaking, because there's going to be a lot happening from what Chris said.
Yeah, there's going to be there's a lot happening.
It sounds like a circus more than anything else.
Kind of it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, have a great time. It's going to be really a blast this afternoon. It's going to be so much fun. There's much going on.
I know. I mean, food carts. Yep. And it sounded I don't think there are, but it, you know, I just had jugglers in my mind and circus lions and all. It's not going to be that, but it sounded like a really wonderful time.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific.
And good for kids. Lots of activities for kids.
Lots of stuff for kids.
So I really would like everybody to go again to www.americandance.org to learn about the organization. RSVP before you head over to the groundbreaking so that you can get your free raffle ticket just like I did and have a great time. And Dan, it's been just a pleasure to know you. I'm so sorry that I hadn't encountered you before in my time in Columbia County.
Well, I'll be around.
Yeah, so will I.
great to meet you.
All right, great to meet you too. Take care and good luck over in Catskill.
Thanks so
much.
Can't
wait for the opening. May 2018?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
See you then. Thanks. Bye.
See you Saturday.
Yeah.
See you this afternoon.
I know.
All right. Bye-bye.